dead lovers that OD like they always do. And the kid she sent away to live with Popo in Baton Rouge. And the way she did her cocaine and read the Bible on Sunday afternoon. And in a very special place, she had a bad rose tattoo. She wanted all the finer things in life that she could never use, and had dreams of Baltimore and bloody razors and emergency rooms. And she'd punch herself in the face and tell the cops that she'd been abused. Oh, but it was all worth it just to touch her bad rose tattoo.
Not the man.